2 Chronicles chapter 13. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Michaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valour. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, you Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought you not to know that Yahweh, God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, has risen up and has rebelled against his Lord. And there were gathered to him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted, and could not withstand them. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of Yahweh in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves which Jeroboam made you for gods? Have you not cast out the priests of Yahweh, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of other lands, so that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bullock and 7 rams, the same may be a priest to them of them that are no gods? But as for us, Yahweh is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and the priests which minister unto Yahweh are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn unto Yahweh every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The showbread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold, with the lamps thereof, to burn every evening, for we keep the charge of Yahweh our God, but you have forsaken him. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain, and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight you not against Yahweh God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind them, so they were before Judah, and the ambush was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind, and they cried unto Yahweh, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter, so there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied upon Yahweh God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel with the towns thereof, and Jeshanah with the towns thereof, and Ephraim with the towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and Yahweh struck him, and he died. But Abijah became mighty, and married 14 wives, and begot 22 sons, and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways, and his sayings, are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Azar his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet for 10 years, and Azar did that which was good and right in the eyes of Yahweh his God, for he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and broke down the images and cut down the groves. And he commanded Judah to seek Yahweh God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images. And the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because Yahweh had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, Let us build these cities, and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought Yahweh our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bore targets and spears out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valour. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and came to Maresha. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephathar at Maresha. And Asa cried unto Yahweh his God, and said, Yahweh, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Yahweh our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Yahweh, you are our God, let not man prevail against you. So Yahweh smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them to Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before Yahweh and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of Yahweh came upon them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They smote also the places of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, Hear you me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you, while you are with him. And if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, for a long season, Israel has been without a true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto Yahweh, God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great turmoil was upon all the inhabitants of the countries. A nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city, for God did trouble them with all adversity. Be you strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them, out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto Yahweh the same time of the spoil which they had bought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh, God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul, that whoever would not seek Yahweh, God of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swore unto Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found by them, and Yahweh gave them rest round about. And also concerning Machar, the mother of Azer, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Azer cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Azer was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Azer. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Azer, Bashar, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, to the intent that he might let none go out or come into Azer, king of Judah. Then Azer brought out silver and gold out of the treasuries of the house of Yahweh and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go, break your league with Bashar, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad listened to King Azer and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abelmaim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass when Bashar heard it that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Azer the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, with which Bashar was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Azer king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on Yahweh your God, therefore has the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because you did rely on Yahweh, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on you shall have wars." Then Azer was angry with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Azer oppressed some of the people at the same time. And behold, the acts of Azer, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Azer in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not to Yahweh, but to the physicians. And Azer slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchre, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odours and diverse kinds of spices, prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead, and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, which Azer his father had taken. And Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim, but sought to Yahweh God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore Yahweh established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honour in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of Yahweh. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also, in the 3rd year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hail, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nethaneel, and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah, and Nethaniah, and Zebadiah, and Asahel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehonathan, and Adonijah, and Tobijah, and Tobadonijah, Levites, and with them Elishama, and Jehoram, priests. And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of Yahweh with them and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of Yahweh fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams, and 7,700 he-goats. And Jehoshaphat became great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities for storage. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valour, were in Jerusalem. And these are the numbers of them, according to the house of their fathers. O Judah, the captains of thousands, Adnah the chief, and with him mighty men of valour, 300,000. And next to him was Jehohanan the captain, and with him 280,000. And next to him was Amasiah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto Yahweh, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valour. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valour, and with him armed men with bow and shield, 200,000. And next to him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 ready prepared for the war. These waited on the king, besides those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honour in abundance, and joined in affinity with Ahab. And after certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth Gilead?" And he answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people, and we will be with you in the war." And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Inquire, I pray you, at the word of Yahweh today." Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we might inquire of him?" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good to me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah the son of Imlah." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, "Fetch quickly Micaiah the son of Imlah." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat king of Judah sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah the son of Chenanah had made him horns of iron, and said, "Thus says Yahweh, with these you shall push Syria until they are consumed." And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for Yahweh shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let your word, therefore, I pray you, be like one of theirs, and speak you good." And Micaiah said, "As Yahweh lives, even what my God says, that will I speak." And when he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And he said, "Go you up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand." And the king said to him, "How many times shall I charge you that you say nothing but the truth to me in the name of Yahweh?" Then he said, "I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And Yahweh said, 'These have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace.'" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil?" Again he said, "Therefore hear the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And Yahweh said, Who shall entice Ahab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spoke, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit, and stood before Yahweh, and said, I will entice him. And Yahweh said to him, With what? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And Yahweh said, You shall entice him, and you shall also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now, therefore, behold, Yahweh has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and Yahweh has spoken evil against you. Then Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, Which way went the spirit of Yahweh from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, Behold, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself. Then the king of Israel said, Take you Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, If you certainly return in peace, then has not Yahweh spoken by me? And he said, Listen, all you people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put you on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, Fight you not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, It is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahweh helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, Turn your hand, that you may carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and about the time of the sun going down, he died. 2 Chronicles chapter 19. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, Should you help the ungodly and love them that hate Yahweh? Therefore is wrath upon you from before Yahweh. Nevertheless, there are good things found in you, in that you have taken away the groves out of the land, and have prepared your heart to seek God. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back to Yahweh, God of their fathers. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city. And said to the judges, Take heed what you do, for you judge not a man, but for Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment. Therefore now let the fear of Yahweh be upon you, take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with Yahweh our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set of the Levites, and of the priests, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of Yahweh, and for controversies, when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall you do in the fear of Yahweh faithfully and with a perfect heart. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against Yahweh, and so wrath comes upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. And behold, Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of Yahweh, and Zebediah the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matters. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and Yahweh shall be with the good. Second Chronicles chapter 20. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek Yahweh, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of Yahweh, even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek Yahweh. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of Yahweh before the new court, and said, "O Yahweh God of our fathers, are not you God in heaven? And rule not you over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you? Are not you our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham your friend for ever? And they dwelt therein, and have built you a sanctuary therein for your name, saying, If when evil comes upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in your presence, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, then you will hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And all Judah stood before Yahweh with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of Yahweh in the midst of the congregation, and he said, "Listen, you, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says Yahweh to you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of Yahweh with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for Yahweh will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before Yahweh, worshipping Yahweh. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korhites stood up to praise Yahweh, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto Yahweh, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise Yahweh, for his mercy endures for ever." And when they began to sing and to praise, Yahweh set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which had come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead, bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachar, for there they blessed Yahweh. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berachar unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for Yahweh had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets to the house of Yahweh. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that Yahweh fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of Yahweh. However, the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. And after this did Jehoshaphat king of Judah join himself with Ahaziah king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion-Geba. Then Eleazar the son of Dodavar of Merishah prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, Yahweh has broken your works, and the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish. 2 Chronicles chapter 21. Now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And in Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And he had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah and Jehiel, Zechariah and Azariah, and Michael and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and of precious things, with fenced cities in Judah. But the kingdom gave he to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram had risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and slew all his brothers with the sword, and several also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he had worked that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh. However, Yahweh would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. In his days the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah and made themselves a king. Then Jehoram went forth with his princes and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night and smote the Edomites which encircled him and the captains of the chariots. So the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day. The same time also did Libnah revolt from under his hand, because he had forsaken Yahweh God of his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication, and compelled Judah thereto. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, thus says Yahweh, God of David, your father, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also have slain your brethren of your father's house, which were better than yourself, behold, with a great plague will Yahweh smite your people and your children and your wives and all your goods. And you shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels, until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Moreover, Yahweh stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians. and they came up into Judah and broke into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was not a son left him except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, Yahweh smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass that in the process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, so he died of grievous diseases, and his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. 2 Chronicles chapter 22. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his stead, for the band of men that came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the oldest. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counsellor to do wickedly. Therefore he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counsellors after the death of his father to his destruction. He walked also after their counsel, and went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians smote Joram. And he returned to be healed in Jezreel because of the wounds which were given him at Ramah when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, at Jezreel because he was sick. And the destruction of Ahaziah was of God by coming to Joram, for when he had come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom Yahweh had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. And it came to pass that, when Jehu was executing judgment upon the house of Ahab, and found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brothers of Ahaziah, that ministered to Ahaziah, he slew them, and he sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, for he was hidden in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu. And when they had slain him, they buried him, because, said they, he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought Yahweh with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no power to keep still the kingdom. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king, took Joash the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Jehoshabeth, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she slew him not. And he was with them hidden in the house of God for 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land. 2 Chronicles chapter 23. And in the 7th year Jehoiada strengthened himself, and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat the daughter of the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. And they went about in Judah, and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the chief of the fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said to them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as Yahweh has said of the sons of David. This is the thing that you shall do. A third part of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of the doors. And a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courts of the house of Yahweh. But let none come into the house of Yahweh save the priests, and they that minister of the Levites, they shall go in, for they are holy, but all the people shall keep the watch of Yahweh. And the Levites shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever else comes into the house, he shall be put to death, but be you with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded, and took every man his men that were to come in on the Sabbath with them that were to go out on the Sabbath, for Jehoiada the priest dismissed not the courses. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. And he set all the people, every man having his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and the temple, by the king round about. Then they brought out the king's son, and put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, God save the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. And she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the princes and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and sounded with trumpets, also the singers with instruments of music, and such as knew to sing praise. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and said, treason, treason. Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, bring her forth from the house, and whoever follows her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, slay her not in the house of Yahweh. So they laid hands on her, and when she had come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king, that they should be Yahweh's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down, and broke his altars and his images in pieces, and slew Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. Also Jehoiada appointed the offices of the house of Yahweh by the hand of the priests the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of Yahweh, to offer the burnt offerings of Yahweh, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was ordained by David. And he set the porters at the gates of the house of Yahweh, that none which were unclean in anything should enter in. And he took the captains of hundreds, and the nobles, and the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of Yahweh. And they came through the high gate into the king's house, and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, after that they had slain Athaliah with the sword. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, and he begot sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this that Joash was minded to repair the house of Yahweh. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, go out to the cities of Judah, and gather of all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you hasten the matter. However, the Levites hastened it not, and the king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said to him, why have you not required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection, according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and of the congregation of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of Yahweh did they bestow upon Balaam. and at the king's commandment they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of Yahweh. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring into Yahweh the collection that Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had finished. Now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought to the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to his place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of Yahweh, and also such as worked iron and brass to mend the house of Yahweh. So the workmen worked, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of God in his state and strengthened it. And when they had finished it, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, whereof were made vessels for the house of Yahweh, even vessels to minister and to offer therewith, and spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days when he died. 130 years old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and toward his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. Then the king listened to them, and they left the house of Yahweh God of their fathers and served groves and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, which stood above the people, and said to them, Thus says God, Why transgress you the commandments of Yahweh that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you. And they conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of Yahweh. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh look upon it and require it. And it came to pass at the end of the year that the hosts of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and set all the spoil of them to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and Yahweh delivered a very great host into their hand, because they had forsaken Yahweh God of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they had departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed, and he died, and they buried him in the city of David. But they buried him not in the sepulchres of the kings. And these are they that conspired against him: Zabad the son of Shimeath, and Ammonitus, and Jehozabad the son of Shimrith, and Moabitus. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid upon him, and the repairing of the house of God, behold, they are written in the story of the book of Kings. And Amaziah his son reigned in his stead.